Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Hay, Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah continues discussing areas within a vineyard that are considered separate and have separate status for planting other things. Gefen Shi Netua Begas Ay Beneka. If you have a grapevine that's planted in the middle of the wine press, or in a Neka, which is a crack in the ground that has some amount of significant space in it, you just need to leave the amount that's needed to work with that one grapevine, which for an individual grapevine is only 6 tvachim, and you can plant up the other area within the space with other seeds, with other species. However, Rabbi Yasi says, im ein sham arba ames, if there's no 4 ames by 4 ames space in this area, so it's a small confined space, and this one grapevine there is contained within the walls of a small confined area, then Loyavi Zera Lasham, you can't bring any other species, any other seeds there and plant there, because the small area, the walls around it that confine the grapevine to that small area, makes all that area within the small confined space become secondary to that grapevine, and it's all part connected with that grapevine that you can't plant other species there. The Mishnah ends off with one more case. Habayis Shebekarim, if there's a house smack in the middle of a vineyard surrounded around by grapevines, Zayim Betechei, he can plant other seeds inside that house. The walls of the house, the roof, make that it's a separate area regardless of how surrounded and covered in grapevines it is. It's considered a separate area that you can plant separate species. Mishnah, hey. Hanitea Yarak Bakarim. If someone plants vegetables inside a vineyard, so he's not allowed to plant vegetables in a vineyard, it's Kalim. We spoke about previously in Perek Dalad Mishnah Hay, we spoke about if someone planted within the 4 Amos perimeter of a vineyard, there was a machlekes beis hillel beis shammai, how much of the perimeter, the first row or the second row, is going to become aser bana, forbidden to benefit from it. Over here we're discussing someone who planted smack in the middle of the vineyard, another species. So if he planted it, and when we discuss planting kalayim, we'll see later in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, that means that it actually needs to take root. So if he does that, a mekayim, or he's maintaining kilayim that's growing there, he's aware that it started growing, even if he didn't plant it, and he chooses not to pull it out, so this is also a problem of kilayim. In these cases, harezem mekadesh arbayim v'chamish gefanim. He could be mekadesh, which in kilayim terms, mekadesh means to make it usher, forbidden to benefit, from arbayim v'chamish gefanim up to 45 grapevines, and also this other plant that he planted as well could become prohibited for him to benefit from. Amosai, when is it so that it'll be 45 grapevines that will surround this plant that he planted? That's bezman shohayu netuyis al arba arba or al chamish chamish. When they're planted in rows that are 4 amos apart or 5 amos apart from each other. If you plant up rows, if you plant up 9 rows by 9 grapevines long, 4 amos apart from each other, and smack in the middle of that vineyard, you plant another species, smack in the middle, it will make 45 of the grapevines become usher, forbidden for him to benefit from. And this is because when you plant another species in a vineyard, so 16 amos in every direction becomes usher. So you have to draw a circle around that one spot with a radius of 16 amos in all directions. And that space that's going to be a circle with a diameter of 32 amos, it's going to include within it, when their grapevines are spaced 4 amos apart, it will include within it 45 grapevines. That's when they're 4 amos apart spaced. However, if they're spaced 5 amos apart, really it's not going to be exactly 45. It'll only be 37. There's different explanations in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, why even when it's spaced 5 amos apart and only 37 are in this circle of in 16 amos in all directions around this vegetable that he planted, why are 45 become usher? The Taisus Yontif explains, because it was a gzeir midrabanan. Someone who looks and sees won't differentiate between a vineyard, a passerby won't differentiate between a vineyard that's spaced 4 amas or 5 amas apart in such a small amount, it's hard for him to differentiate. And if he sees that less than 45 become aser, he may think that a 4 amas vineyard does not aser 45 grapevines when something else is planted in the middle. He won't realize that they were spaced 5 amas apart. So therefore, they treated 5 amas midrabanan. They made a gzeirah to treat the 5 amas apart the same thing as the 4 amas apart, and 45 grapevines will become aser. The Mishnah continues, Hayu nutuyis al sheish sheish al shava shava. However, once the distance is greater, it's six amas or 7 amas apart between the rows, then hareza mekadesh sheish esrei am lechol ruach. Then it will only prohibit the grapevines that are within 16 amas in all directions around it, but not 45. Only whatever's in there, and we don't make gzeirah because here already, once the space is greater, it's 6 or 7 amas, then people can differentiate. They will see and they'll understand that there's larger spaces, and so it's not going to prohibit as many grapevines. The Mishnah then clarifies at the end. It says agulis v'lo merubais. When we're measuring over here 16 amas, it's the radius of a circle, but not of a square. It's not going to be corners. There's going to be a circle around this central point of this other vegetable that he planted in the middle, and it will be a circle with 16 amas radius that will become aser b'hanah.